Going into Bachelor Hall on the UC Riverside campus, the salsa music tells me I'm in the right place for the avocado tasting panel. Yes, avocado tasting panel. It's arguably the most delicious part of UCR's avocado breeding program. Before the tasters arrive, Eric Vogt is upstairs wearing a lab coat as he peels avocados for guacamole. This batch is something of a catch-all.
The ones here on the table right now are all UC varieties. They don't have names, just numbers. So there's 46-49-18-99, 46-55-18-99, and that's 44-27-12-05 over there.
The names might be a bit sterile, but the flavors aren't. Vogt is the lead researcher in UCR's avocado breeding program. You see, we as consumers pretty much live under the thumb of Big Avocado. One type, Haas, accounts for 99% of the fruit sold in California and generated $290 million in sales in 2014. While he continues to make the guac, Vogt explains why this is risky.
Anytime you have a monoculture, a single crop, single variety that is that dominant, you know, you do run the risk of having a pest species enter the farm system and really take off, as it were.
Vogt then begins chopping and mashing up the slivered avocados in the guacamole. Given how reliant the industry is on one type of fruit, the researchers at UCR are looking to breed a more resilient avocado just as tasty, or better, than Haas. This is where the tasters come in. Having already made her way through the actual work of tasting is grad student Yining Wo. She's holding a paper plate loaded with chips and guacamole.
I mean, it's like 10:15 in the morning right now. Is it ever too early for guacamole?
I will have guacamole anytime.
Yeah. Wo's passion for the spread is shared by almost everyone at the panel. So, what exactly happens in the tasting? First, you visually evaluate some fruit on size, texture, and color. Then, in a separate room, trays with six samples of different varieties are put in front of you. Taste, consistency, and aftertaste are assessed. Amid the blind samples is a slice of Haas avocado, acting as something of an experimental control. Postdoc student Aaron Parnell tries a sample.
So this sample was less watery, but less of a nice flavor. So I like the texture better, but the flavor wasn't as rich.
So what are you going to give it?
The aftertaste. Okay. Not much of an aftertaste. So I'm going to bump it up one in the positive, so neither like nor dislike.
High praise.
After the panel, Parnell checks which fruit she liked the most. It was one of the experimental varieties. That means Vogt and the researchers are doing something right. Undergrad Pablo Hernandez is eating some of the guacamole after the tasting. I have just one question for him.
Do you think big guacamole and big tortilla chip need to get together on this one?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, every tortilla chip company should be, like, looking into this.
Avocado tastings are roughly monthly at UCR and open to the public. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.